From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, January 7th. The suspect arrested in connection to the fire that burned down Bidwell Mansion appeared in court for an arraignment hearing yesterday afternoon. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
30-year-old Kevin Alexander Carlson did not submit a formal plea and did not have an attorney present during his court appearance. He was representing himself, but the judge appointed him a public defender. At a press conference immediately after the arraignment, Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey said several video surveillance cameras caught the suspect traveling to the scene and committing the crime.
That it appears that a window was broken, that either a Molotov cocktail or gasoline was poured inside of that window and outside on the porch.
Officials say it is not currently clear why the fire and burglar systems failed. The burglar alarm system was reported to have been functioning the afternoon before the fire.
It has yet to be determined why the fire alarm system did not work in the Bidwell Mansion. That is something that will be a side investigation.
Carlson's motive could be political, Ramsey said, citing the suspect's alleged anti-colonial, Marxist, and communist ideology. Carlson's next hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. He's facing up to 11 years in prison, and the judge said a $15,000 fine. The judge granted the district attorney's request for the suspect to be held without bail. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, a second body was recovered in the search for two missing teens who went duck hunting in the Thermalito After Bay. This comes less than a week after the first body was found. The Butte County Sheriff's Office found the body of 17-year-old Wesley Cornett Sunday. Wesley is one of two brothers who went missing after a hunting trip in Thermalito After Bay in mid-December. According to officials, the body was found near the Highway 162 bridge. A citizen was walking on the west bank of the After Bay and spotted the body in the water and alerted authorities. DNA results positively identified the body as Wesley. The body of Wesley's brother, Andrew, was recovered and identified on New Year's Eve. Family and friends hosted a vigil on Saturday at the Monument Hill launch ramp. It would have been Andrew's 20th birthday. A GoFundMe was made by the boy's mother to pay for burial costs. And nearly 850,000 acres of tribal land in California will be designated as new national monuments. President Joe Biden will establish the Chuckwalla National Monument and Satitla National Monument to protect forests with ecological and cultural value. The Satitla National Monument will be made up of land from Shasta Trinity, Klamath, and Modoc National Forests. The region is the ancestral homeland for 11 bands of the Pitt River Tribe. The area has lush forests, wildflowers, cave systems, and water sources essential to the state's water supply. By designating it a national monument, the area will be protected from energy development opposed by tribal members. The Chuckwalla National Monument is located near Joshua Tree National Park and is inhabited by the Torres Martinez Desert Cahuilla Indians. Additionally, California has secured federal funding to improve healthcare for mothers on Medi-Cal. As NSPR's Ken Duvall reports, those on Medi-Cal face higher rates of maternal death than those with commercial insurance.
The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced yesterday that California has been selected as one of just 15 states to participate in its transforming maternal health model. This new initiative is designed to improve maternal health care for mothers enrolled in Medicaid, known as Medi-Cal in California, by bringing a holistic approach to pregnancy, delivery, and postpartum care. The program is different than the standard fee-for-service model, which pays providers for the number of tests and other services they provide, and instead reimburses them based on patient outcomes. It's hoped that will reduce cost as well as improving care. The U.S. spends more on maternal health care than any other nation, but has disproportionately higher rates of maternal deaths and other adverse outcomes. Women of color and those from underserved communities are especially disadvantaged under the current system. California has set a goal to reduce maternal deaths by 50% by December of next year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, overnight road closures began last night on parts of East 20th Street in the city of Chico. The closures marked the beginning of the final phase of construction of a new bikeway connecting East 20th Street and Business Lane. On and off ramps along northbound Highway 99 will be closed, along with the east and west intersection between the ramps. The closures will be in effect Monday through Friday until 8 p.m. and 4 a.m., and Saturdays and Sundays until 8 p.m. until 7 a.m. Detours will be provided, but residents are encouraged to plan for delays and added travel time in the area. Construction will take place throughout January and February. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, January 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you could head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.